have found the Business Broker Growth Show with your host, Jason Cutter. This is the podcast for brokers who are ready to stop hoping for deals and start growing their pipeline. Our goal is to bring you strategies, stories, and insights that will be a catalyst to move you quickly from transactional deal makers to trusted advisors. Time for Business Broker Growth.
Welcome back to the Business Broker Growth Show. This is essentially the after show, Business Broker Growth Show after dark. I don't know what to call it, George. I got George Wellmer from Tupelo, founder and creator of Tupelo CRM for business brokers. George and I just recorded the first part. It was super fun. This is kind of like what happens afterwards. George, how was the first session? How was all of that on the first
part? Man, you grilled me so hard. I could barely get through it. It was good. It was fun.
You're such a pro. You've done a lot of content, and most people I talk to, they're used to talking about what they talk about, and they know it. And it was super easy. It was fun. I know it's going to be a lot of value. I showed you my notes. I take a lot of notes. There's a lot of nuggets that I got from it, things that I just love learning. And here we are. So we're part two. For anyone, if you didn't catch part one, make sure go find it, listen to that. It will make a lot more sense. There's a ton of value. There's also going to be links in the show notes for how to get in touch with George. Go check out the show notes, check out part one. I don't want to take up our time here. I want to just jump in the after show here to some questions. I have this list. I ask all the guests of the show in this kind of after segment, and I want to get your take, especially for people tuning in. You're a vendor. You sell a CRM and a platform to the business broker community, so you're not a part of it, which I think is awesome because you can kind of give this unbiased lens versus like, I'm a business broker, I'm amazing, let me tell you what's going to happen. You're like, here's what I really think is going to happen. So first question for you, what will brokers need to survive in 2030?
Okay. Well, they'll need a CRM, that's for sure. the thing is what we see happening in the industry is like the tools like Tupelo and other things out there are just really helping good brokers sell more and more listings. Mm-hmm. So like we see the industry evolving to good brokers going from now selling like 10 listings or 15 listings a year to now like 50, 60 listings a year, no problem. There's a lot of things in the work with like AI agents and like AI that you can label on top of the CRM and the data to take advantage of it to just like make your lives a lot easier. Like the whole thing, I know we talked about it like a lot in our show is like, how can, and we think about this internally too, is like, how can Tupelo allow a broker to spend more time on critical aspects of their business, right? And this is like a thing we talk about all the time. So like, how can we get this business broker in front of more business owners? How can we get this business broker in front of like more LOI type deals? How can we get this business broker to spend less time vetting tire kicker buyers, right? And we are working on building the tools constantly to enable that. So in 2030, I think a broker is going to be spending 90 something percent of their time, maybe even more than that, maybe 95, 96% of their time just on those high critical value activities. And then Tupelo will fill that gap for them.
Yeah. Which, and again, I mentioned this in the first part, it's not a paid product placement. This is a sponsored podcast appearance by the fine people at Tupelo. And I agree with what you said. I talked about it in the first segment as well, where I think it's really important because the systems and tools are really going to be the thing that separate the people who are getting by, maybe doing some business, and then the top performers. And it's that case in any industry, in anything, right? Like top performing athletes, let's say NFL players, they have amazing systems and processes and structure and support and all these things in place that, you know, people at the pickup game at the YMCA do not have, right? It's like a totally different game. And it just depends on what you want to play and where you want to be at. And I love that. I think that's so important. Now, the second question I would normally ask people, George, is what's the number one tech shift coming to M&A, to business brokers? You can't say CRMs because you already used that answer. So what do you think? Like you mentioned AI, obviously that's the hot topic right now in 2025. So what do you see as far as like a tech shift in the industry for brokers?
Yeah. So two things here. One is finding business owner contact information. So finding data, like building lists. It's a classic sales 101 is you want to target somebody or target an industry. First thing you're going to do is you're going to figure out who your ICP is, ideal customer profile. And then we're going to build a list of these people. So for the business broker case, it's business owners. And again, like the more granular you can get, business owners and, you know, selling HVAC companies, and these HVAC companies only work on commercial service work. So now we know, like, I'm only going to target business owners who want to work on commercial, business owners that are selling it. Sorry, business owners that own HVAC companies that do commercial service work. So we have that, like, ideal customer profile, and then we're going to build a list of prospects. That's like the first thing you always do in sales. Finding that data now is easier than it's ever been. And going forward, it's going to continue to get more and more easier. This is because like web scrapers are pretty good, and business owners, their digital presence is more now than it's ever been. And that's only going to continue. So finding out who they are is going to be easier. And then standing out to them is probably what's going to actually be tougher for you, because their inboxes are going to be, they're already like being bombarded with emails right now, cold calling. They're already bombarded with cold calling. AI cold callers are probably going to make this so much worse. So you're going to have to figure out a way to stand out in their inbox and stand out in their voicemail and all this type of stuff. So getting the contact information will be easier, but standing out will be harder. The other thing we see that's happening in the industry, and this is like early, early days, is these AI agents that will help a business broker with all these tasks that they don't want to do, quite frankly. So you'll have to find, you'll have to close the deal to get them to sign a listing agreement. And then you're going to have to close that deal with the buyer, turn negotiation, things like that. But everything in between, I think you'll have technology do that for you.
I agree, right? And then where you know, is that helpful? Where is it valuable? I love what you said about, you know, the data, the emails, the cold calls, the AI, all those things it can do. Then what happens is it gets oversaturated, it gets noisy, and then it reverts to the relationships, the referrals, the content marketing, the authority online, things like that. And, you know, where is that blend and where is that kind of reversal? Kind of going to what you said in the first part of the show, also for the first question, which is where the systems and processes leave a broker to do what they do best, their highest value task, which I think more and more is going to be the relational side and the content and the authority and that part, because that has to be done by them, right? That's all that's left. When we talk about the next one here, what is the, what's like the biggest lesson that you learned from the year so far? Maybe it's about your business, maybe it's about brokerage, wherever you want to go with that.
I think the biggest thing is like for us, can customer service is like massive for us. We really try to provide the best customer service humanly possible out there right now. And like there's a lot of bad customer service out there, quite frankly. So like beating that is not too hard. The thing is like we as a company, we employ a lot of other services out there, and we get to see like what customer service we like, how do they do it? And one of the like the examples that like hit home with me a long time ago was, this wasn't even for this business, it was another business that I had when I was doing valuations for business owners. I like had this website, and I had to like, I never built a website before, and I was like using YouTube to build it pretty much. And I had a question and I couldn't figure out who to get. So I messaged their customer support and I put in my question, and they filmed a video of them like answering my question, and it was my environment, my website building environment that they answered the question from. They didn't do it, so they didn't press like the save button, but they showed me how to do it and they sent it to me. And then I had this depository of all my questions that I asked, because they would continually do this. And this is like a, like that high level of customer service and like video, where I could see what they were doing. This is something that we've implemented in like our practice. So when a business broker has a question, how do I manually send NDAs? Like we have a whole depository of videos that we can forward them, so they can see how to do these activities. And what's been great is we use another service called Pylon, and it allows us to like read the support inquiry that comes through, and then it uses AI to draft a response with one of those videos in it. So we can greatly reduce our turnaround time to get answers to these brokers that have questions. So having good customer support.
I think that's great. It's interesting how the world feels like customer support, customer service, like it's just getting worse and worse by the day. We all tolerate it. We feel like we don't have a choice. It doesn't take much, like you said, to stand out and to be exceptional. And then when you go way above it, then people are like, oh my God, this is amazing. I'm never going to leave. I know I use other platforms and I've helped companies pick platforms only on the service. It could be A versus B. B is not even as good as a product, but the service is so amazing that it doesn't matter, right? Like that makes up for it. So I think that's a, I think that's a huge lesson. And I think that's important for all businesses. I'm excited for the day when service goes back to mattering, like being important and being something that, you know, they remember, that the customers can vote with their dollars. So I think that's great. What are you excited about doing? Normally it would be the, for the year, obviously we're later 2025, maybe it's the end of this year with your business, next year with your business. What are you excited about?
Yeah. So we have a lot of like cool things that are coming to market. One of them is like, we don't see anyone really doing both of them. Actually, we don't see anyone doing one is on like the buy side. So like for buyers who are interested in buying businesses, we're like having a service that will be able to like make them a premium buyer through verified funds. Cause like one of the major issues that business brokers face is they'll get inundated with buyer inquiries. How do I know which of these buyer inquiries to focus on? They filled out a buyer profile, they signed an NDA, but there's 200 of them. How do I know which one's the best one to talk to? We're verifying the buyer funds. So that'll show up in the broker's CRM. So they'll know like, if it's a $1 million business that's being for sale, this buyer has sufficient funds to actually execute on the transaction. When in today's world, the broker has no idea that the, what the buyer wrote on the buyer profile is accurate if they even filled it out at all. So they'll have to spend hours calling the buyer, interview them and things like that, when we'll have something that'll help brokers do that that's a lot quicker. The other thing, and this is more of 2026, is we have like Tupelo AI agents that are coming to help brokers with actual like sale of the business. So it'll be able to do a lot of like the CRM activities for the brokers. It'll be able to obviously like vet buyers, get listings up on the marketplaces and, you know, help them out with all these tasks. So valuations, I mean, we have a lot of the tools in there, but now we're launching AI agents to help them do that.
That's awesome. Going back to what you talked about in the first episode with your growth hacks is to, you know, automate whatever you can, focus on the high dollar, high value tasks. I think that's great. I love that verified funds buyer kind of check process. I think that's important. I've spent more time in real estate than I have in business brokerage, but always that mode where somebody bought a course or read a book or follows now an influencer online about how to buy businesses for $0. And they have no money and they're just trying. It's like, hey, if you, as long as you make lots of offers. And so how much of that is just clogging the system, taking right. the broker's time versus like, let's just make sure, are you legit? Are you real? Because if you're real, let's talk. If you're not real, like, I don't want to spend my time on you.
Right. And a lot of this, like the inspiration, like the buyers are already doing in their like real estate lifestyle. Like you probably know this better than anyone. But if you like go to apply for an apartment, like the first thing they're going to ask you is, do you have enough cash to pay for this apartment? If you're going to buy a house, do you have enough money to buy the house? This is wild to me that this doesn't happen in buying and selling businesses. Quite frankly, you don't really know what the buyer has till the final day. So.
Yeah, it's true, right? Like you want to buy a house, like the first thing when you're making an offer is the pre-approval letter. Like you either have them, you're either paying all cash or you're getting a loan and the lender says you're good for it and they're good for it. So yeah, it is wild. There's so many things with business brokerage because it is kind of an official industry, but it's also not, and it's regulated differently. And there's not like a unified thing like there is another industry. So that's fascinating. I'm excited for that. I think that's a huge thing. And I love that. Last question. I normally ask this of business brokers, obviously they come on the show, but I'll ask you as well, because obviously marketing and sales is part of any business. If you could wave a magic wand to have just one marketing strategy implemented automatically that you didn't have to do ever again, what would you pick?
I mean, if I look at results, I would like ChatGPT to answer Tupelo as like the best CRM for business brokers, the best place to buy businesses and to help buyers out. So like anything with SMB M&A questions, I want ChatGPT to spit out Tupelo as the answer.
That's awesome. I don't know how to make that work. I feel like that's something you could do, but let's just let's hope that happens. And, you know, is the go-to answer and make ChatGPT biased. I love it. I think that's great. Well, George, I appreciate you being here on the after show, the time with this and the first episode. Again, for the audience listening, the links will be in the show notes. You can connect with George Wellmer, Tupelo. You can find him on LinkedIn. You can find him on YouTube. You can go to TupeloSMB.com, email George@TupeloSMB.com. And if you want to get in touch with him, follow him for the content, all kinds of great stuff. As you can tell, he's willing to share and talk about all these things in order to help the industry as a whole. George, thank you once again for everything that you've shared, for being on here and being such an awesome guest and having a lot of fun. I've enjoyed it. I've taken lots of notes. So George, I appreciate it. Thanks for being on the show.
My pleasure.
And for everyone listening, make sure to subscribe. Make sure wherever you found this, share this. Get the word out. Let's help brokers in the industry as a whole with things like what George was talking about, where we just elevate it. And really, my goal is also to help separate the professionals and the people who are doing good work from the rest of them, because bad business brokers can really wreak havoc. And so I love the kind of stuff that George is talking about and sharing this with everybody. So make sure you share this with everyone else that you know. And like I say every time, until next time, stop hoping for deals. Start growing your pipeline.
Thanks for tuning in to the Business Broker Growth Show, hosted by Jason Cutter. If today's episode helped you think differently about how to build your pipeline and grow your business, share it with another broker who's ready to make the shift from hoping for listings to engineering them. Join us again for the next episode of the Business Broker Growth Show, where brokers become trusted advisors.